Hello, it's your girl Anene Christian. You can also call me Xten. I'm a content writer, an adult facilitator, a motivational speaker, and a mental health enthusiast. So on the last episode, I talked about what to do when you wake up feeling low. And on this episode, I'm going to be talking about how to identify our purpose in life. You know, each and every one of us have our different purposes to achieve on this earth. You know, God created each and every one of us, assigning different tasks to us, assigning specific tasks to us. And these specific tasks is a breakdown which should be aimed at achieving the general purpose which we were created on this earth. And the general purpose to which each and every one of us were created on this earth is to always glorify the name of God in everything we do. And just like I said earlier on, our specific purposes should be aimed at achieving the general purpose. So the question is, how can you identify your purpose on earth? In identifying your purpose, you should first identify your passion. Your purpose should be something that you are passionate about. It should be something that you love doing. It should be something that you enjoy doing. It should be something that gives you inner peace and satisfaction. You know, God loves us too much to assign tasks to us that we don't love doing, that we don't feel good about. You know, He loves us too much not to consider our feelings in assigning tasks to us. For instance, if you're into acting profession, and you claim that being an actor is your purpose in life, then it means you should be passionate about it. It means you should love doing it. It means you should be happy acting. For instance, if you're called, by 2 a.m. in the morning to come to a location, and you feel like you're being disturbed, and you feel like so unhappy about it, and you feel so tired, and you feel, you don't feel inner peace about it, then it means that it is not in line with your purpose, because your purpose should be something that you're passionate about. And if you're passionate about it, it means you must love doing it. It means you must enjoy doing it. Also, in identifying your purpose in life, you should ask yourself this question: are you qualified for it? You know, you can tell me that you've identified your purpose if you're not qualified for it. For instance, you can't tell me that your purpose in life is to become a good actor that impacts people's life positively if you don't know how to act. You know, God considered our personalities, our capabilities, and our attributes in assigning different tasks to us. So if you claim to have identified your purpose in life, then you should be sure you're qualified for it. You can't also tell me that your purpose in life is to become, a beauty queen that gives people hope when you don't have the body structure and the personality of a beauty queen. Also, I can't tell you that my purpose in life is to build my career in mental health advocacy if I don't know how to empathize with people, if I don't know how to create a positive communication atmosphere, if I don't know how to make people feel good. Also, in identifying your purpose in life, you should also ask yourself, is that thing you're doing making people's life better? Is it making people feel good? Is that thing you call your purpose impacting people positively? Because your purpose should be something that doesn't bring chaos to the world. It should be something that turns the world in a positive direction. It should be something that teaches good morals. For instance, you can tell me that your purpose in life is to become a script writer if the content of your script is not teaching the world the right thing, if it is not teaching the world good morals, if the moral lesson doesn't create a positive impact towards people's life. So the point I'm trying to make is that in identifying your purpose should be something that you're passionate about. Your purpose should be something that makes you feel good. Your purpose should be something you're qualified for. Your purpose should be something that makes people's life better, that makes them feel good, that creates a positive impact in the world. Okay? You know, I composed this song, yeah, because there was a time in my life when I was really trying to identify my purpose, and then I composed this song, and it goes this. I remember back in those days, thinking of my passion, what I'll chase. It was so confusing to me, 'cause I didn't know what to do. Baby, what is it? What is it you love? Yeah. What is it? What is it you qualified for? If it go change person life, if it go make them better, is it something you do and it makes you feel good? Then it's your purpose. Okay, so if you're still in the journey of identifying your purpose, then you should take consideration of the points which I talked about, because you know, if you're yet to identify your purpose on earth, then you begin to feel a sense of unfulfillment. You feel like you're not enough, you feel inadequate, you feel like you're not where you're supposed to be, and also, you know, it might at the end cause depression. So please, if you've not identified your purpose, try to identify your purpose so that you can feel a sense of fulfillment. Once again, it's your girl Anene Christine. You can also call me Xten, and I make you see the light in traumatic experiences. Live your best.